Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. 22 days until the selection day. Now, that doesn't mean y'all are going to know who won the contest or who was selected. You're not going to necessarily know on that day. It could take several days. It could take several weeks. It could take longer. It could be a forced eviction. It could be a heated, contested contest. It could be something very, very serious, which is what I think is going to happen. And I think the Proud Boys, as I've read, they say that there will be a civil war. They say that. And one out of three Democrats and one out of three Republicans say that violence is acceptable to achieve political goals. Put all that together with the financial state of the union, which is people are broke except for the very wealthy. They're doing just fine. But everyone else is doing very poorly. People are being given money by the government just to keep them from, delay them from rioting more. That's where we are in the United States, and people have come to expect money for free. There are government employees who are playing like they're going to work, but they're working from home, or they're saying they're working from home, but they're not. They forget to move that mouse every 5 minutes, and they have now gotten to the point where they think that they deserve to be paid for doing nothing. Other people are pretending to be at work at home, and they're doing nothing as well. And now this laziness has set in, and more people don't want to work. And not only that, the people who are at the jobs don't seem to be able to handle the tasks that they are assigned to do because they don't have the knowledge. We get boxes shipped from Sam's Club and the Chinese factory outlet. And they're told, I'm sure they're told that, you know, if there are any voids in the box, you fill that with packing material so that the contents don't get broken. And I have the one sheet of paper that was added as packing, not even crumpled up. You know, Sam's Club and Walmart use crumpled paper to fill the old days, like in the 1950s and 60s. That was, you know, like butcher paper except brown. And they crumple that up and use that as packing material to fill the void in the empty space in the box. Well, one smart aleck decided that, okay, packing means just put some paper in there. And just took one sheet of paper and put it in there, uncrumpled up. Now, it needed like 50 feet of butcher paper if to pack it right because the wrong size box was used. This guy just puts one sheet of paper in. And that's to say, well, you know, yeah, oh, yeah, I done that. Yep, I put the paper in there. So here we have people who are careless, and then the recipient, the guy who or gal who buys that product from that Chinese factory outlet or Sam's Club, is expecting that it's going to be packed well. Heck, you have to pay a membership to be a part of Sam's Club. So you become a member, and they have these careless people packing. Why? Because, well, the supervisors aren't paying attention. Management's not paying attention. The employees don't care. So who gets the short end of the stick? Well, that'd be the customer. So it's incumbent upon you to complain, class. Tie up the phones. complain. Now you don't have to yell and scream, because the moron who packed your package is not the person who's answering the phone. You can be polite but firm and tell them what you want. Tell them you want a replacement. And if you're like me and they say, well, you have to bring it back to the store, the answer is, no, I'm not going to bring it back to the store. I'm not going in there. I want you to send me a new one. And so here's what happened. Our son bought, they had a sale on paper. He bought it from Staples. So what does Staples, I'm talking about copier paper, printer paper. So what does Staples do? They send it by a common carrier. Common carrier tosses the case of paper, bangs up all the corners of the paper. So it's perfectly usable for writing, but it can't feed through the machine because the corners and sides are damaged on the reams of paper. So our son contacts them, and what do? They send some more. Same carrier. Same guy. Same guy tosses the paper and bangs up the package. So our son calls up. What do? They send some more paper. Guess what? Same thing. And then they want our son to carry all these, you know, 50-pound boxes of paper back to the store. He's not going to do that. What I'm saying is it's a mess. People don't care. People don't care about the other people. It's me first, me first, me first. And these are the good days, because tomorrow it's going to get worse, and the day after it's going to get worse, and we have how many days till this election? 22. 3 weeks. 3 weeks till this election. Back to getting what you need right now if you need it. And I'm going to do a broadcast about that on Friday. I'll tell you what I think you ought to consider. And there's nobody to call, really. You can't call the government. You can't say, hey, can you help me out? They're not working. They don't care. They really don't care. And these government contractors, do you really think that they're working? They're not working. America is on its knees, and it just hasn't been admitted in the press. America is on its knees. We're going down quickly, very quickly. And any of the economic numbers that you read are wishes. They're not true. They're wishes. And companies are doing well in the stock market. Well, who are those companies? They'd be like Google, Apple, Microsoft, companies like that. They're doing okay. But companies that actually make products, they're not doing so well, because they need customers. And the customers don't have any money. And then there are the Chinese fakes, junky products. And I'm going to talk about that on Friday. I'm going to talk about, there's one specific company I'm going to zero in on. It's an automotive supply company. I'm going to zero in on them and give them all the credit they deserve. Because, well, actually, I'm going to talk about two companies. One that sells products and one that allegedly manufactures products. And they paint them up really nicely. They look great. And they're junk. And they're dangerous. I'll tell you about that on Friday. Gwyneth, I don't see any way out of this. For 20 years, I don't. And I know that sounds like doom and gloom, but I really don't see any way out of it. Do you?
I'll tell you what, Vincent. The big guy's coming back. Uh-huh. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, he's coming back. Mm-hmm. This is what I was alluding to earlier on. And all the prophecies are being fulfilled. And there's really, the reason why all this chaos is happening is because the devil knows that he has a short time. And he wants to do as much damage as he possibly can. And he is sending his people absolutely stark raving crazy at the moment. That's what's going on. The next 8 years in particular is going to be absolute utter chaos, and every year is going to be worse than the previous year. And what that means is, you think that this year has been bad, you just wait until you see 2021. And then if you think that 2021's bad, you wait till you see 2022, and it's going to be even worse, and so on and so on and so on and so on down the line until we get to 2028. And in 2028, there's going to be, you know, very little that's really useful left on the earth. It's going to get that bad. The only way out is to get on your knees, and I know that you've done this. I know that you probably do this every day. Get on your knees and dedicate your life to Jesus Christ. To the Hebrews call him Yeshua HaMashiach, okay? That's what they call him, Jesus the Messiah. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. He is coming back. The prophet Daniel spoke about him. The prophet Daniel said that after that 583 years, after the walls of Jerusalem began to be rebuilt, after the order went out from Cyrus, that Messiah would be cut off. And 583 years after Cyrus gave the command, this is Cyrus the Great gave the command for the walls of Jerusalem to be rebuilt, Jesus died on the cross. That's what happened. And it's a really interesting thing because the whole class knows that we believe in reincarnation. And there was a guy, and his name was called Sultan Suleiman, and he was the emperor of the Ottoman Empire, and he lived back in the 16th century, and he ordered the walls of Jerusalem to be rebuilt, for it to be made a city for the first time at that time in almost 500 years, okay? And if you go online and you search for an image of Sultan Suleiman, and you look for an image of Cyrus the Great, it's the same face. It's not even slightly different. And I'm sure that you could attest to that because I sent you such a photo earlier, Vincent.
I saw that, yes.
And it's not like it's a face that you would see every day of the week walking down the road. Cyrus the Great had a very, very distinctive set of features, and Sultan Suleiman had the same set of features. Both men ordered the walls of Jerusalem to be rebuilt. And this year is 587 years since Sultan Suleiman gave that order. And it's 583 years since the work began to build the walls of Jerusalem so that it would become a city again. Now, that means that the same guy who came and was around at from the timing of Daniel, after 583 years after Cyrus gave the order, and now we're at that same time again. We're at 583 years after the walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt for the second time. You see, nothing happens in this world by chance. And, you know, it's said that the first time that the walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt, it was during troubled times. And now, you know, Jerusalem is going to have a whole lot of work done. It's going to have a temple built in Jerusalem, and it's going to be built during troubled times. And I think that even the leadership in Israel, they are expecting the Messiah. And I think that that's why they're building the temple.
I will be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, a couple of times on a couple of broadcasts, you mentioned in a previous life you thought I was John Parker. John Parker, yes. who lived from 1729 through 1775. And he was a farmer. And why do you think I was John Parker?
Well, I went, you know, I sat down one day and I said, I'm sure that that guy that Vincent was, he must have been famous. And it was just a kind of an intuition that I had. And I can't even really recall how I came across John Parker's story. But when I read it, it was like, wait a minute, hang on, that's exactly the story that Vincent told. And so I kept reading and kept reading, and I heard that he had consumption, which is tuberculosis, which meant that at the Battle of Lexington Concord, he was actually coughing up blood on the battlefield. And he was going into fits of coughing on the battlefield. And I thought to myself, that's amazing, because that's exactly what Vincent said, that, that he felt like that he wasn't in very good health, and that John Parker felt that his whole life had been a failure, because the Battle of Lexington Concord was a very one-sided slaughter. The British killed the Americans. They just slaughtered them. But nevertheless, it was the beginning of the American Revolution. And John Parker died about 6 months after the Battle of Lexington Concord, and he died of tuberculosis. And he spent the last few months of his life in fits of depression. And that whole story was exactly what you had said. And then when I found there's no contemporary pictures of him, okay, of John Parker, but there's one of his nephew, which was Theodore Parker, and it was said that Theodore Parker looked very much like John Parker, except that his features, that John Parker's features were sharper than Theodore Parker's features were. And Theodore Parker looked close enough to what your features look like on the one photo that's out there on the internet of you. But I thought, I think we've got a match here, given that your stories so closely aligned, and that, you know, and that your features were a close enough match to the features of Theodore Parker for you to say, well, yes, he does kind of look like him. But as well as that, then I came across the Minuteman statue, which people have come to. It's not. It wasn't constructed during John Parker's lifetime, but it was close enough to what people imagined the appearance of John Parker to be that people call the Minuteman statue John Parker. Okay, and if anyone wants to find out what the Minuteman statue is, go to DuckDuckGo and type in Minuteman statue, and you'll see it. You know, this is it. I've been studying reincarnation for probably about the last 20 years. Actually more than that. I first became interested in it through my husband, Archie, who was fond of boasting that he was the teetotaling pirate king. And I thought that was utterly ridiculous. And then we did past life regression, and we saw that he was indeed the teetotaling pirate king. We saw details about his life, including that he had taken hundreds of ships, and that I was his lover in that life, and that I was a surgeon, and that I was a pirate who wanted to be a pirate in that life, and that we were very much in love with each other, but that I was a woman and that I had to pretend to be a man for some reason that we couldn't see at that time. And that was how I became interested in reincarnation. And I've found that people who have more work to do, they come back to the earth to complete their work. So, for example,
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is facing another round of questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senate Republicans' goal is to get Barrett confirmed before the presidential election.
As a matter of law, the Supreme Court may have the final word, but the Supreme Court lacks control over what happens after that. The Supreme Court and any federal court has no power, no force, and no will, so it relies on the other branches to react to its judgments accordingly.
President Trump is scheduled to speak at a rally in Iowa at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Vice President Mike Pence will be campaigning in Michigan this afternoon, and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden doesn't have any public appearances scheduled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden came out on Monday and said he's not a fan of court packing. Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris is remaining quiet on the topic.
Vice President Biden has been very clear with the American people where he stands. The bottom line is that we are 21 days now from an election, and that's where we're going.
Would you also say you're not a fan of court packing?
Harris ducking the question as her and her staffers get on an elevator. If you're looking for a way to bring in a little extra money with stuff you have around the house, here's an idea according to Kurt Knudsen, the cyber guy.
Average American has just shy of $200 worth of old tech laying around their house. So go on a scavenger hunt today. Go look for your old phones that you're not using anymore, tablets, games, other like CDs, DVDs. You can go and there's sites like Declutter, and it's Declutter without the E at the end. So it's D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R.
Knudsen also telling Fox News it's better to use Declutter if you're looking to upgrade your phone.
And often you go, hey, well, what do I trade in my phone? Well, this is usually about a third better value to let Declutter buy your phone from you. Free shipping in each direction. They've done over about 6 million transactions. It is an easy way to find cash sitting around the house.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Interesting. So I brought up the Lexington Minuteman statue. And it's a guy of medium height, be like me, 5'7". And it's a guy who's got a short jacket on. I wear them all the time. He's got his sleeves rolled up. That's me. And he's got, you know, I won't say long hair, but certainly longer than normal. And as we went down the further down the drain, my hair got longer and longer and longer. So, and he's carrying a musket. So, and I carry a 45. So, there are some similarities. And, yes, he felt that he was a complete failure. And I've said that many times, that I feel like I've been a complete failure getting people to organize and resist and pay attention. And he said some things that that I've said same kind of way. He was quoted as saying, quote, stand your ground. Quote, don't fire unless fired upon. But if they mean to have a war, let it begin here. He's also been quoted as saying, let the soldiers pass by. Do not molest them without they begin first. End quote. So what he's saying is, don't start it. But if they start it, finish it. And that's where I'm absolutely parked. Absolutely parked right there. I don't want to start it. I don't want to be the first one to fire. But if we're fired upon, we understand the rules. The rules of war. That's what we understand. So I'm not looking to incite any violence. Just the opposite. But if people show up here and they threaten to kill us, we'll take it seriously. So there are some similarities between John Parker and me. Both of us are complete failures. Both of us roll our sleeves up. Both of us carry a weapon. And both of us are not looking forward to war. But it's right around the corner for us, as it was for Captain John Parker. And he was selected by his village to be their leader. Now, I cannot see that happening with me. People around here think I'm crazy. So I don't think that would happen here. And in my past life regression, I look down at myself as just as a farmer, a nobody. Nothing special, you know. I didn't have any great title. I was just a guy. Just a guy who tried to warn the village about what was happening, which is exactly what I've been doing here at USA Prepares. Just instead of calling meetings in the Grange and hoping people, you know, a couple guys would show up, we're just doing it on the radio. And I don't know who's showing up because, you know, for some of our radio, it's one-way communications. It's over the air. Now, some of it is being tracked on the internet, and we can see how we're doing. And by the way, there are 9 pages of 14 broadcasts on podcast right now, and we're on page 2. So,
wow.
And that does not, yeah, and that does not include the, you know, the rest of the 750,000 podcasts that are happening. So there are 750,000 podcasts so far, right now. And so we're, you know, pretty far up there in terms of podcasts. In terms of live streaming, we're up there as well. And I think that's because people realize that we're not selling anything. We don't have a hidden agenda. Our agenda is very plain and out front. We're just a bunch of volunteers sharing information that we think people might, who are bright enough to pay attention, who have the desire to pay attention. Those who are paying attention want to know what our take is on what's happening, because we're a bunch of us on ground zero. Dr. Sheely's at ground zero in medicine. Rich Sheban is a farmer. You're a farmer. I'm a farmer. Rick is a physicist. And then Fridays would be for, you know, whomever contacts me and wants to be on the air, or just me, tips from the book. But that's who we are. We're not trying to sell anything. And that makes us quite unique in the world of broadcast classroom radio. We're not trying to sell anything. Now, some of our instructors do have offices, like Dr. Sheely has a medical office, and if you want, you can go see him, you can call him, you can talk to him, you can email him, you can call him for free right here on USA Prepares. Rick Miller writes books. You can buy them, or you can just choose to listen. Rich Sheban's not, well, he's got a book, but he doesn't care whether he sells them or not on Amazon. And I've got nothing to sell. So here we are. And you're not selling anything. Well, you got some books.
I've got a couple of books.
Yeah. But you're not telling our class, hurry, 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 you got to get this book, you're going to die.
No.
If they choose to buy it,
no.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you do, and you write because you want to write.
Yeah. It's writing is something that I do for entertainment more than anything. And, you know, I get ideas for stories on the inside of me. So far my books have got not very much to do with preparedness. They're works of fiction. And I write because I see things that happened in the past, either from my past lives or from other events that happened in the past that I can work into my stories, or historical events that I heard happened that I work into my story. And, you know, that's what I do. It's something, it's like a release from all the insanity that goes on, you know, to sort of be somewhere where I can go mentally to escape from all the, yeah, like I say, the insanity that's going on in the world around us. And there might be people in the class who are not aware. I actually live in Victoria, Australia, and I have the, you know, I don't think you could call it the joy or the pleasure. I have the burden of having dictator Daniel Andrews as our state premier, who, in my humble opinion, he's lining up to be worse than Hitler, worse than Mao. I'm really just waiting for the day that he goes out and starts killing people. You know, he really is that bad. And because I know history, I can tell that. And I'm trying to warn as many people as possible that this is a really, really, really evil man. This guy is as evil as Adolf Hitler or Mao Zedong. That's how bad he is. The only reason why he hasn't started killing people yet is because I think that he's waiting to lull enough people into, you know, into what he wants, whatever that is. I think that, you know, but he's gradually becoming more and more dictatorial. And, you know, speaking about past lives, I've spoken about a number of them, but I had one past life that, you know, Archie, and that was my husband, and I saw, oh gosh, over 20 years ago, back in 1998, we saw that we were a pair of highwaymen and that we were, you know, going out and robbing people. And I saw the house that I lived in, and I saw that it sat up on a hill. And we saw that, you know, we used to live the good life of being nobility during the day, and then we used to go out and rob people at night, and sometimes even our own friends and family members. And it wasn't until 2018, that was 20 years later, that I found out about Lady Catherine Ferrers and managed to put two and two together. And actually, you know, that Lady Catherine Ferrers actually looks like me. And, you know, I tell that to people. I say, if you don't believe me, go and do an internet search on Lady Catherine Ferrers. You'll see what she looks like. She looks like me. And this is it. This is a recurring theme in reincarnation stories. People tend to look the same in each of their incarnations, or they at least look quite similar, you know. Things like hair color, hair texture might change, but the overall bone structure, the shape of their face, the fix of their expression, the way that their eyes move, their temperament, and this sort of thing, the way they think, and even the words and the phrases that they use, even the style of their handwriting, it tends to be quite similar from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. And, you know, this has been widely recognized for thousands of years that this is how reincarnation operates. And so that's how you judge with somebody. But it's very interesting because Lady Catherine Ferrers also lived during a civil war. She lived during the English Civil War. And it was because of the English Civil War that she suffered so much misfortune in her own life. And in this life, I have had to fight tooth and nail the municipality to stop them from basically seizing my entire estate. And I fought them tooth and nail, and eventually I exposed them in fraud. And they would like to think that they won, but they're in fraud. And if they try and seize this place, then if they're lucky, it'll end up in the courts. And if they're lucky, it'll end up in the courts, and I'll win, you know. But this is it. Lady Catherine Ferrers hated the constabulary. She absolutely hated them. And when I see them, I get a visceral feeling of hatred in my heart. My eyes go narrow and my mouth sets into a frown and I look at them and, you know, they look at me. And I mean, I don't know what they're thinking of me, but it's such a visceral hatred. I can't help it. It shows on my face, you know. And I think that that was one of the early things that we actually connected on, Vincent, was the hatred of the constabulary of the police. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I only despise the police who are corrupt. And despise the mayors who are corrupt.
I wish they wouldn't be corrupt.
Yeah.
That's the same reason why I hate them. I hate them because I see their corruption. I see what a bunch of highwaymen they are. And it's, you know, even before I knew I was Lady Catherine, I was going and looking on some of my old YouTube videos. And in 2016, 2 years before I knew this, I was saying, I'm so fed up with the cops. They're such a bunch of highwaymen. And it just came out.
We'll be right back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, yesterday, I wanted to buy something, and I found it on the internet. And so I called the telephone number, and it was a private seller. And it was something for the farm. And I said, so, where are you located? And of course, I identified myself. I gave my first name, and I told him about where I was calling from. I didn't say exactly, but, you know, I gave a nearby town. So I'll be coming from that area. I wasn't misrepresenting. I just wasn't giving him specifics. And I said, so about what area are you located in so I know how far it's going to be? If I ask one of the boys to come your way and with the truck, and you can just throw it in the back of the truck and I'll hand you the money. And he said he was in Stratford, Missouri. I said, oh, yeah. I know where Stratford is. That's the place known as the Speed Trap. That's the place where your mayor hired a cop for around $35,000, got him a radar gun and a patrol car, and he would set up and he'd give people tickets, and he was charged by the attorney general in this state of Missouri in this scheme to target people and give them tickets for revenue, because they figured that, you know, one $35,000 cop, would there be a multiplier effect, and he could bring in about, over $100,000 in revenue, ticket revenue. And so that mayor is no longer in position. But so, you know, when we talk about government, and we talk about how it's abused and misused, abuse of power, abuse of position, feathering one's own nest, etc., that's what we're talking about. And so there are criminal agents posing as government representatives, and it's unacceptable, and they needed to be removed. And so if you decide to vote in your local election, which I am not going to, but if you think that it's necessary for you to do that, consider never reelecting or reselecting anybody. And I made that a position many, many decades ago that I would never vote if I voted to reelect anyone. And that's just my position, because there should be, in my world, one term. You serve and you get out. There are no lifetime memberships in exclusive clubs in my world. You serve. You do the best you can, you do it honestly and with integrity, and then you make the way for the next person. and you leave it better than when you found it. That's the plan. But that's not what happens. Politicians seem to get wealthier once they get in office. Now, how is that possible? How can a person get a government job and make millions when the job pays like $35,000 a year, or a senator at $170,000+ a year? How can they make millions? How can Barry Satoro, who claimed poverty, how can he be a multi-millionaire now? How? Well, obviously he's selling things. What's he selling? Well, that's private, I guess. We're not supposed to know what he's selling. Same with Clinton's. The Clinton crime syndicate pleaded poverty when William Jefferson Blythe Clinton left office. He said, you know, we're in debt and, you know, please contribute. Now he's a multi-millionaire. How is that possible? He doesn't even have a job, and now he's a multimillionaire. How? Well, by selling influence, by selling contracts. I know a guy who used to be in a government position here in Missouri. And when he left office, he started a company. And what was his company? His company was a company that, we'll call it a networking company. So if you have a problem with your business, you call this networking company. And he connects, for a fee, your problem to a government official who can solve your problem. No kidding. No kidding. That's how it's done. Well, I know this for a fact. I know this for a fact. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to say exactly, but on the air. But I know for a fact. And I'm not, what I'm saying is, this is not supposition. I heard this firsthand, right from the horse's mouth, that's how it's done. And I did say that when I was in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia, there was a congressman who wanted to take me to lunch. Literally, he wanted to take me to lunch, which is exactly the opposite of what normally happens. And his aide was in the vehicle with me, and she said, how's it going? I said, terrible. What's up? I said, oh, you know, I'm being audited by the IRS, or I was just audited by the IRS. She said, why didn't you call us? I said, why would I call you? She said, because we take care of things like that. What I'm telling you is that if you have a friend in high places like the U.S. Congress, and you're getting audited by the big bad IRS, you just call your friend and say, yo, you know what they're doing? They're auditing me. You mind making a phone call, please, and fixing this? And that's what they do. That's what they do for their friends. Me, I just handle the audit the old-fashioned way. I beat them at their own game with their rules. Gwyneth, any quick comments?
Yeah, I would say that it works the other way as well. But if you make enemies with them, then you've got a fight on your hands. But you've got to fight those battles out yourself as well.
Yep. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us. Day.
Thank There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.